Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out all about an accessible interactive film that shines a light on the harms of online gambling called Odds On by theatre company Dante or Die. The online accessible version of the film has been made accessible to blind and partially sighted people with description by audio describer Louise Fryer. Daphna Attias, one of the artistic directors of Dante and Die and also one of the co-directors of Odds On, joins me now to tell me a little bit more about the interactive accessible version of Odds On. Hello Daphna and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you Toby, lovely to be here.
Firstly, Daphna, would you be able to tell me a bit about the background and history to Dante or Die? Because I know the theatre company is very much involved in immersive and interactive theatre experiences for people.
Exactly. So we've been running for a decade and some time. We make theatre, site-specific theatre in real working sites. So we've made shows in leisure centers and self-storage buildings and cafes, lots of exciting places, and always think about the human story that these sites bring and who occupies them. And we tour, you know, if we tour to a leisure center, we would go to a leisure center in Salford and a leisure center in Reading and one in London, etc. And in the last few years, we started looking at the screen as a site. We sort of became aware that a lot of us work on our screens, whether that's a computer screen or our phones. And we started creating projects that look at our devices as the site for a theatrical event. Odds On, specifically, was supposed to be a theatrical event. We were supposed to tour to high street betting shops, but then COVID happened. And as everyone else around, we had to think of a creative way to deliver what we wanted to deliver. But also at the same time, we've been reading a lot of articles about the rising harms of online gambling and how a lot of the gambling companies took advantage almost of the situation of a lot of people being at home in front of their devices for a long period of time. So that's how the project was born.
Daphna, why did you want to start working with audio describer Louise Fryer on making Odds On accessible to blind and partially sighted people with audio description? How did that sort of collaborative working start? And was it something that was at the beginning of the development of Odds On?
So it's not my first collaboration with Louise. It's, I think, our third project together. Creating accessible work has been at the heart of what we do. Whether that was making sure that our work is captioned or we have BSL integrated into performances, or when we started creating digital projects, Louise also already described our last film that we released last year. So this feels like a continuation of work that we're developing instead of a new avenue. However, because this project is so complex, that felt like a completely new learning for both Louise and for us. The project is part film and it's part game. It has animation and it has filmed characters. So we had to constantly switch between audio describing and using screen readers. And that felt like the main question of what needs to be described and how. How do we make each different part accessible, if that makes sense?
And it is a very immersive experience. I watched the film the other day and got very much involved in the game as well, the gambling game, which was all a little bit scary for me. I had to, at one point, actually turn off the computer because I thought I was getting very involved in everything that was happening. Why did you want to sort of go down this very immersive route? And what do you see as the aims of the project? Do you see it as a way of highlighting the problems of online gambling?
Well, at the heart of the project is a story. It's a human story of a woman who sort of at the point of having an empty nest, a very capable woman who fills her empty time. She's a GP. She retires. Her children have left home and she has all this time on her hands and she dives into this fantasy. We've done a lot of work in the year leading up to releasing Odds On with groups of people with lived experience of gambling harm. We had an amazing creative advisory group, we called them, of people from all around the country. We met them every month and they've helped us. We sometimes read bits of the script to them. Sometimes they watched a little bit of what we've developed in terms of the film or the animation, or they helped us develop the support pack. So yes, it is absolutely to highlight a problem in society at the moment that we feel needs to be addressed. But through a theatrical experience, even though it's not theater at all, I still think it's a theatrical experience.
Yes.
And why we chose to make it immersive, and by that, I guess you mean interactive, is because of that. I guess we wanted to make the audience feel like they have fake sense of control or chance. Like there really is a chance. We wanted them to feel like they really have a chance of changing the story, even though it's pre-written. Kind of like when you end up playing slot machines, the game plays you, you don't play the game. And we wanted to keep that connection as part of the audience experience.
And what are you working on next at the moment? Have you got any other projects that you can talk about which will also be accessible with audio description and possibly continuing that collaboration with Louise as well?
Well, currently we're creating a podcast, so that would be completely accessible. We're creating a 5-episode podcast all about how to make site-specific theatre, and some of it will actually interrogate accessibility and how we work on creating our shows, making our shows accessible. But it will also look at writing for site-specific work, performing in site-specific work, etc. And it will mostly be aimed at university students and young theater makers. And coming next year, we are cooking quite a few very, very exciting projects. One to be set in a, well, it's not going to be set in a prison, but it's based on a true story that happened in a prison in the UK a few years ago. I'm not going to say more than that because I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, it sounds all very exciting. And Daphna, if listeners would like to maybe watch and get very much involved as I did in Odds On, or maybe find out a little bit more about Dante and Di, where's the best place for people to go to find out more and watch Odds On?
You'd always watch Odds on our website. That's danteordi.com/oddson. It is doing a tour at the moment. It's funny to say that. It's doing a digital tour. So every week or two, we're being hosted by the art center or theater around the country. That's really exciting. But it's always, the links are always available through danteordi.com/oddson.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Daphna Attias from Dante or Die, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, all about the audio described, accessible and interactive version of Odds On.
Thank you, Toby.